You're listening to LCC Alumni Stories, a show dedicated to highlighting the amazing alumni of Lansing Community College. I'm Steve Robinson, president of LCC, and on each episode, I have the awesome privilege of getting to know one of our many inspiring alums and hearing about their experiences at and since leaving LCC. The LCC alumni community is expansive and far-reaching. They're an incredibly diverse group of people, representative of all walks of life, working in hundreds of industries across the country. LCC Alumni Stories shines a bright light on alumni who make a positive contribution to their community and showcases those who have overcome obstacles and barriers to achieve academic and personal success. These are their dynamic stories. My guest today is one of our very own trustees. Trustee Angela Matthews is here, and she studied human services at LCC before completing her bachelor's degree in community services at Siena Heights. In addition to her excellent service on our board, she's also the host of the Connection TV show and encouragement coach at UIN Detroit. Welcome to the show, Trustee Matthews. I'm so happy that you're here. It's great to talk to you. How are you today?
I am gling gling. How are you?
Gling gling. That is the way to be. That is the way to be. Well, I'm so excited that you're here because when we launched the podcast and, you know, it dawned on me that you are one of our great alums, this just seemed like a natural. And so I'm really happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Robinson. I truly appreciate it. I mean, and then I appreciate you. You've come in and you have just done some awesome and amazing things. And, you know, you beat me at going to places and say, hey, I was here and hey, I was there. And so that's appreciated. So thank you so much for highlighting Lansing and Lansing Community College.
You know, it's my favorite part of the job. Yeah. And it's not a race. I'm not trying to beat you there. But you know that I just am so excited to tell our story. And I'm excited to explore your story because In addition to your service on the board, and I want to talk about that in a minute, tell me a little bit about your time here as a student.
Oh my goodness. That was back in the 80s, late 80s, mid to late 80s, because, you know, well, I might as well put it out there. I graduated in 83. I came here in 84.
Okay.
And I had a scholarship. I had a scholarship from the Plums family. It was a grocery store chain in Muskegon.
Right.
And so one of the elders had passed and they wanted to do something for the community. So my church at the time, they submitted the name and then I got the scholarship. So I was picked for the scholarship, handpicked.
Uh-huh.
And when I got here, to be honest with you, I did not know what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so I came, you know, through the ranks. I had trial and error. I didn't have the academic coaches. I didn't have the advisors. I was just kind of doing it on my own.
Figuring it out yourself.
And I knew I wanted to work with people because I love people.
Okay.
However, the pathway to get there was just a little longer than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I graduated in the late 80s, 88, with an associate's in human services.
Mm-hmm.
However, then I went and did something else.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening in our economy generally, is people are changing jobs and careers a lot. Mm-hmm. So before we move on, though, I think it's so cool that you mentioned and remember that the name of the scholarship, where it came from. I love it when I hear students credit those resources. So the Plum Scholarship is what brought you here, and you got your associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit what you did after that.
Well, after I got my associate's degree, I got the promotions bug. I got bit by the promotions bug.
All right, so you're climbing the ladder.
I started doing promotions for, you know, gospel and jazz and plays and things like that. And so I really liked that because that was part of performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you know, magnet schools are considered performing arts schools.
Right.
But back when I was growing up, we taught ourselves all of, you know, jazz, dance and performing arts and things like that. So it was always in my blood. So I started, you know, promoting plays and things of that nature and just kind of stayed in that vein.
Uh-huh.
As well as customer service, administrative assistance. So I did a few things, you know, after getting the associate. So I didn't go right into human services.
Okay.
And I think had I had an academic coach or a success coach or advisor, a really, really, you know, good one,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have done, you know, something else and going in that pathway.
Okay.
But it wasn't bad, though.
No, it sounds like you made some pretty incredible experiences for you. So, mm-hmm. So you're doing arts promotion, working with performing arts, jazz, and dance. Tell me some. That sounds like fascinating work. What part of the state were you doing that?
I was here in Lansing.
Okay, great.
And we did our first play at in 1992. I could tell you what it is. It's like, oh, she's old. She's going back, but that's okay.
Hey, so that's what I was here doing in my internship. That doesn't make us old.
1992. Yep. It was called The play was called Granny's Place.
Granny's Place.
And we went over to the Wharton Center, and it was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Then, and not a lot of African American plays went to the Wharton Center at the time. I don't know why, but we said, well, hey, why not?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's there. And we had a really good crowd, about 1,500 people, and that was pretty much the first that had been done from local promoters. We had no money. We had nothing. We started with $0.
Really?
But what we had was tenacity and courage and determination.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out to every place that we could go to in the snowstorm, delivering flyers and all of that information. And we got about 1,500 people to come out to see the production.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's a nice facility. Then the show is called Granny's Place.
It was called Granny's Place.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So I know that later you came and finished another degree, and we will get there. But tell me about this. It seems like even though there weren't those success coaches and things like here in the 80s, you took your experiences here at LCC and you put them into practice when you were doing this arts promotion. Can you tell us some things that you learned or things you picked up here at LCC that helped you when you were doing that work?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about consistency and talk about when you begin and you start something.
Okay.
You know, here at LCC, even though it was a little bit rocky for me, I stuck with it.
Okay.
And plus, I'm not saying that I didn't meet great people here, because I did. Mm-hmm. And those people were encouraging to me to continue to do whatever I was doing. Of course, I've always been community active.
Uh-huh.
And so in my community activist, you know, hat, mm-hmm. I just remember those leadership skills. I took communications, vocabulary, English. I mean, all of those courses and being in the classroom with people really helped. Those never go away. Those skills that you learn when you are in class and you have team projects.
Yeah.
So you're getting to know your classmates,
right.
People that you normally wouldn't talk to, but
exactly.
You know, you end up grouping with them, encouraging, supporting. And even the staff at that time, even though we didn't have what we have today, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they weren't. So I just learned a lot of those key things that helped develop, you know, my skills and my interests.
That's great. And it sounds like it did translate into some real success when you were a promoter, right, and doing right. that. Now, I know that recently, though, and I love telling this story about you, you're one of our more prominent transfer students, right?
I sure am.
Yeah, because it's a big part of our mission. So talk to me about that. You've got your associate's degree. You're out in the field. You're working for a long time. But you went back and got another degree. Tell me that story.
Oh, my gosh. So after 26 years...
It's never too late, Trustee Matthews. We always tell our students that.
It really isn't.
No.
After 26 years, I decided in 2017 to, you know, come back to LCC and get, you know, reacclimated to the college environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some courses here, but I wanted to see how would it be if I sat in a classroom with these brilliant millennial minds. You know, what was going on? Could I hang out with them? Would they consider me old? Would it be like that lady don't know what she's talking about? But I didn't go into the classroom as a trustee. I went in as a student. And I never, I always acted as a student.
Yeah.
You know, walking the student pathway.
Uh-huh.
And it was so interesting. It was very
You're like our secret shopper, right? So what was it like? What? Tell me about that. So you're sitting in the classroom. You know the college. You're a trustee, but you're taking classes. Talk to me about that.
Let me tell you, I was a little intimidated by those bright minds.
Okay.
Because they were on top of it. They were very opinionated.
Uh-huh.
They were very, vocal with what they were sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get into a group and they kind of let me lead a little bit, you know? But they were just, the students were just awesome. They were very attentive in their classes. They asked the questions. We took nothing for granted.
Did you ever tell anybody you were a trustee?
I never told anybody.
You didn't. That's pretty cool.
I didn't tell anybody. 'Cause I didn't want that.
Your instructors must have known. Did they know?
A couple of them did.
A couple of them did. Yeah.
But and I didn't want that to be, you know, don't change and do anything different.
Right.
So I wanted the real experience of being a student.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So you did that here, but then you pivoted to the degree that you just finished.
Yep, I did. There was the 3-in-1 that we have. You go 3 and then you transfer out.
Right.
And so I transferred over to Siena Heights University at the college, and I went to the college, the University Center across the street.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was hard.
Was it?
Yeah.
Talk to me about it. What was hard?
I mean, you know, you have to have time management skills.
Yep.
You have to, you know, do your reading and your homework. Now, even though I had like a class one time a week, I do believe once or twice a week, but 6 to 9, I mean, you had to be on time. Yeah. You had to be there. It was a little bit more strict, I would say, because we had those 8 weeks. You know, we had certain weeks, like 8 weeks, and then you switch to another particular or course.
Right.
But it was all according to the human services, you know, degree that I was going for. So it was back to back to back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, sounds like you thrived and you finished, right? When you just graduated, right?
Yay! I finished August.
That must have felt so good.
It did. It was surreal.
Talk to me for a minute about the University Center, because we're really proud of it. It's a great facility, and it's more than just a building. We have these great relationships, and Siena Heights is one of them. What was it like to have those university classes right in downtown Lansing?
It was excellent. It was so convenient. I love that fact. I love the fact that even though we are at the UC, called the University Center, that say, for instance, if our classes were over in the night, if we needed, someone to walk up to our cars or to look out, you know, we just call public safety and public safety would come and help. The instructors, though, most instructors were from either here at LCC or they were from the Lansing School District. So they were from surrounding areas, you know, the instructors were. But we had students that came as far as, you know, Jackson, Michigan, who came to class when we came to class, and it was great. You take your life experiences with you.
Yeah,
you know, when you go to class,
right?
And so I would like the instructors because they allowed us to share that, you know, and to incorporate what we were learning, you know, and combine it with our experience.
Well, that's one of the things I love about our college, and it's what attracted me to community colleges to begin with, because when I came here as an intern, I learned a lot from my students, and it's funny, you know, throughout my teaching career, my students would teach me things that I would bring up at a cocktail party, and people look at me and say, how do you know that, right? And it was my students. But also, I heard you say that your instructors came from a diverse background. Maybe they were practitioners in Lansing School District, or they're some of our faculty. And in your field of human services, that's really important, that practical applied knowledge.
That is. You know, you have to be cognizant of your entire surroundings, number one, and what you're learning, number two, and then what's going on in your life, because all of those are learning opportunities to bring it all together.
That's great.
So with the instructors, it was kind of humorous, because I think it was like about the 6th week or something. An instructor, she did ask me, she said, can I ask you a question? And then she asked that question, you know, she said, are you a trustee at LCC? And she did ask, but it was way down the line. We were almost, you know, finished with class. But it's really important that we have the opportunity to experience other people.
I agree.
Of the diverse, you know, backgrounds, even learning and teaching styles. It's important that we do that.
The phrase you just used is something I'm going to remember, because it's a really important part of community college. The opportunity to experience other people.
Yeah.
I think that might be one of the top 3 things I've loved about being in a community college. Mm-hmm. So I love the way you said that. Now, I want to, before long, talk to you about your trusteeship. But before we do that, you've mentioned your community activism. And so tell me about your connections to the community. I know it's been a thread that's gone through your entire career. Tell me about your community involvement.
I absolutely love people. Mm-hmm. I just do. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked behind the scenes on various projects, you know, throughout this city.
Yes.
And I have good relationships with people in all different areas, in the business area, the faith-based, nonprofits. I was a youth mentor. I worked with Hope Central, which helped work with elementary kids at Luton. Okay. So I worked with them in their after-school program. With my show that I do, the Connection TV show, which is in the community, mm-hmm. you know, we video, you know, record. I, you know, do my community, what I want to say, shout-outs. You know, I go someplace and I'm there kind of like you, do the shout-outs. and just weaved into the community. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Yeah, that's particularly about the show. Tell me about the show, its origins, your idea, and you know, how do you come up with the ideas for the show and all those connections?
Oh, okay.
And that's what it's called, right?
It's called The Connection. We came up in 2010. I trained under a beautiful woman by the name of Carol Greer. Okay. Trained under her for 15 years. We did live shows.
Okay.
We had no scripts.
Really? So live television?
Yep. Every Tuesday from 7 to 8 when Comcast was on Miller Road.
Right.
Yes.
Right, right. So that was the access.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Live shows, people call in, and I was behind the camera all that time, and she pulled me to the front. So I didn't want to come to the front. She did it. And she passed in 2009, but she gave me the mantle and said, hey, you can do this. Go forth and do it. So we brought up The Connection in 2010. And it just seemed to be the right title because I like connecting people.
Right, right.
So that's where that came from.
It's a great title because mm-hmm. that's the hallmark of your trusteeship, I think, is making those connections between people. And that's maybe a good transition to talking about your time as a trustee. So how long have you been on our board?
This is the fourth year. It's a six-year term,
right?
But it's fourth year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And How did that start? Is that something you thought of? Did someone encourage you to run?
Well, it was I was encouraged. Mm-hmm. Something I, you know, thought about, and so I had a particular phone call by one of our former trustees, Robin Smith, said, "Hey, you know, think about this. Do you want to do this?" And I was like, "Oh, well, maybe, I don't know." And so my thought was, if I do this, mm-hmm. talking to myself, what are you going to contribute?
Interesting. You know, so you asked her. So
no, I asked me.
Oh, I'm seeing. So you asked yourself. You're looking in the mirror. What will I contribute? What'd you come up with? What was your answer?
I came up with, okay, and let it be realistic.
Okay.
You know, nothing that's fluffed up.
Right.
Let it be realistic, something that you can accomplish. And so I said, well, you know, we hear about the education. I've always loved education, and I was always encouraging, you know, people doing my, you know, community activism and then one-on-one conversations, that if education is the key, mm-hmm. but I see that education is being attacked, you know, with the defunding,
right?
Then what can I do if I do this to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help students obtain the degrees that they're, you know, going for? Can I really be a help? And so once I answered that question to say, I can be a help and I can be committed, then I said, okay, education needs to be attainable, mm-hmm. and it needs to be affordable.
Right.
And that's my heart and that's my passion.
Well, you came to the right place for mm-hmm. attainable and affordable education in the community college. Mm-hmm. And I know you've heard me say this, but you know, there are about 1,100 community colleges in the country. And the idea that each one of them has 7 or 9 community members who invest their time and energy is one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So thank you for the time that you invest for all the citizens of Greater Lansing to make LCC a great place. Mm-hmm. Now, one other thing I'd like to talk about before we finish about your role on the Board of Trustees is a connection to your community activism. You have worked on a lot of issues as a trustee, but I know you've been very active in our work on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're one of the real architects of our great equity action plan, the resolution on racial injustice. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that resolution?
Well, we are the forerunners with this resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the resolution is breathing. And what I mean about that is that it's not ink to paper.
Right.
But it is a plan that is breathing and will continue to breathe even when I'm gone or if I'm gone.
whenever that is.
I hear you.
And so the piece in there with the equity action plan says that we give the charge to the president of this college for you to make sure that DEI is implemented into every fabric of this college, so that we don't end up like other colleges behind the ball trying to do this only to rush and do something that makes no particular impact. And that's unrealistic. So with that plan, it gives you, the staff, you know, an opportunity. Let's look at what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, let's look at what has happened. Let's be honest and truthful and transparent. And then what can we do to make this better for everyone involved on this campus? Because we are a campus family.
Right.
Not only as a community. And so I think that that's being done. You've taken that and said, okay, thank you. And you and everyone involved has done a phenomenal work so far. But what will happen is that we don't want this to be for like 2 or 3 years.
No.
We're looking down the road. You know, 10 years from now, how will LCC, how will we compare it with LCC? Can we monitor and track what has changed about us? Do we look like the community that we represent?
Right.
And then when the students come here, do they see themselves, number one? And number two, are they getting the support that they need in order to accomplish their goals? Because we have first-time generation students coming here.
Right.
We have people who are coming back to college because now they have to be reskilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have students who come here and they really don't know what pathway to take.
Right.
Are we helping them maximize their time and maximize their dollars?
I love everything you said about that. And there's one word that you use that I want to circle back to, and it's the word impact. You know, a lot of governing boards have made statements of position because there are inequities and injustices in our society. And it's one thing to call them out and say something about it and take a position. And you and your colleagues on the board did that. But on the impact side, you went the next step farther. And you said there's going to be action component here. There's going to be an action requirement here. And I can tell you as a brand new president here, that's a real gift to our team to have the backing of the board to do our important work, because we all came here because we want to make the world a better place and we want to make sure that we have equitable outcomes for our students. So thank you for that work. I have really enjoyed this conversation. It's so wonderful to work with you, and I'm really happy that
are
you decided. Well,
we
could talk for a long time if you've got other things. The good thing about this is it's not like your live TV show where there isn't an ending. So if you've got something else that we can talk about, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I do want to mention this, in that we have students and staff and
yes.
faculty
mm-hmm.
from different cultures and different backgrounds.
Yes, we do.
And we cannot force anyone and pigeonhole anyone to one idea or one culture or one background, because we are diverse.
Correct.
And so having the opportunity to learn from each other
mm-hmm.
and to support and help each other, I think that that's very important.
I do too. And it's something that I think is also embedded in the resolution. And it's one thing that you and I have talked about is, you know, we're somewhat unique for a community college to have an office of diversity and equity and to have a chief diversity officer. But you and I have talked specifically about how this work is not that person's job or that department's job.
That's
it is
right.
It is who we are. And so I'm glad to hear you say that. And it kind of comes back to the beginning of our conversation of what you liked about LCC and what I liked about LCC is we just had the opportunity to connect with so many different types of people.
I love it. I miss them. I walked in here and I was like, oh my goodness. I told Lane, I miss the students. I miss talking to faculty and staff. I miss just being in the ambience of learning.
Yeah.
It's a great school.
And we're so lucky to have you as a trustee. It is a great school. And even though we can't see it, Trustee Matthews, that learning is happening. It really is. I've had the opportunity to connect with students online. Our great faculty and staff are continuing to move the ball down the field with our students in Zoom meetings and WebEx classes and ORT classes. And you know, it's harder to see, but we will get back. And I, you know, we're here in the Michigan room. I cannot wait until you and I are, and the trustees and the rest of the staff and faculty are getting together again. So it's great to connect with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. This episode of LCC Alumni Stories was recorded and engineered by Steve Robinson in the Michigan Room at LCC's downtown campus and produced virtually by Brock Elsasore from LCC's Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema program. The soundtrack is licensed to the college through DeWolf Music. Thanks for listening. Tune in to future episodes and learn more about what our alumni have been up to. If you're an LCC alum and want to share your story, send me an email at steve_robinson@lcc.edu. Until next time, keep learning. This has been LCC DMAC, Lansing Community College Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema.